Joining me live in studio today is Heath Hersey, attorney at law for Luthi and Voiles, located in Thane. And Heath is on the air today to give us an update on the Corporate Transparency Act and what it is meaning for local businesses in Western Wyoming and Southeast Idaho. Heath, good morning. Appreciate your time today once again.
Morning, Duke. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we had you on, what was it, maybe a year ago or so to tell us about this Corporate Transparency Act. Understand there's been some developments since then. First off, take us back to your background and just so we can understand a little why this is an expertise area for you.
Sure. So I practice with Luthi and Voiles down in Thane. I do mostly estates and trusts, real estate work, and then we do a lot of small business work, formation of LLCs and corporations and business contracts and so forth.
Okay. And so that's so you're well developed into this. You're watching this on a regular basis, it sounds like. So remind us what the Corporate Transparency Act is.
Yeah, so the law is this, it was designed to prevent money laundering and other types of financial crimes that people will sometimes use shell corporations to try to hide their criminal activities behind. And so that was the concept behind the law. Of course, it's been pretty controversial. A lot of people think that it is a bit overbearing on small businesses. It places a difficult burden on businesses to have to comply with yet another federal law that they have to comply with. And on top of that, it's kind of an invasion in privacy, providing a lot of information that people don't think is necessary. But despite, you know, my personal opinion about the law, that's what the law is. And basically what the law requires is anybody who has a business that is formed through filing documents with the Secretary of State. So this could be a corporation, a limited liability company, similar type of entities like that. They have to file a form with the U.S. Department of Treasury. They have a financial crimes enforcement network. And this form is called the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. And it's providing information on the business, providing information on the owners of the business, basically so you can't have, you know, secretive owners of these businesses. And so that's what the law is requiring.
And this is in effect now, right? I mean, this has already happened. And so a business, regardless of where you are in the nation, this is something you're required to currently do, right?
Yeah. So the law went into effect on January 1st of this year. Now, what they did is for any business that was in existence prior to January 1st, you have until the end of the year, until December 31st, to file this form. Any new entity, so if you created a new LLC or a new corporation during 2024, you had 90 days to file that. So if you've created that entity this year, you have that much time. But if it was in existence before, like I said, you have till December 31st. And honestly, there were some legal challenges to it right off the bat. There's been over 14 lawsuits filed around the country challenging this law. And one of those lawsuits was down in Alabama. The National Small Business Association brought a lawsuit, and a judge down there actually declared the law to be unconstitutional. And they put an injunction on the law, but it only applied to the plaintiffs. And so we've kind of been watching it as we've been talking to our clients about it. We've kind of been watching it and saying, hey, let's hold off on filing this because we don't have to file it until December 31st. And really, we wanted to see what was going to happen in the courts. If the law ended up getting taken up by, you know, the 11th Circuit and then possibly by the U.S. Supreme Court to declare the law unconstitutional, we didn't want to have people filing if it wasn't going to be necessary. But it does not look like that's going to happen. The 11th Circuit had a hearing on the law back in September, but they haven't issued any rulings. And so it needs to be filed by the end of the year. There's not going to be a change on that.
So even if in the future, let's say it is ruled unconstitutional and the law is struck down, and in future years, as far as this year is concerned, it sounds like it needs to be done then, right?
Yeah, and this is just a one-time filing. This isn't like filing your tax return where you have to submit it every year. This is a one-time filing of this form. However, if you end up making any changes to your business, changes to the ownership or changes to the address of the business or something like that, you do have to go back and file an updated report. but the penalties are pretty stiff on this. So I don't think it would be wise for people to hold out saying, well, I'm just not going to file in hopes that the court rules on this law. If you do not file on time, there is a penalty of, it's $591 a day that you're, all right. If you're late on filing this. And then on top of that, if there's, you know, if they determine there's willful withholding of information, there can be criminal penalties of, you know, fines of up to $10,000 and up to 2 years in prison. So
how does a business file this, and is it a pretty straightforward process, or is it something that a lot of businesses could use some help to do?
The form is filed online with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network of the U.S. Department of Treasury. What it requires is the name of your business, the state the business was organized, and the current physical address of the business, as well as the business tax identification number. And then for each owner of the business, it's required any owner that owns at least 25% of the business or anyone who is a substantial decision maker in the business. So this could be an officer or a board member or somebody like that who may not be an owner of the business but makes decisions for the business. And you're supposed to provide, you know, the name, address, and either a driver's license or a passport for every member. So if this is if this is a small operation, you know, one or two owners of the business, it's pretty simple. When you get some of these larger entities, and the thing to keep in mind is, you know, this applies to any entity that's formed with the Secretary of State. And most people think, oh, business, so I'm engaged in business to make money. But this also applies to like homeowners associations. If you've incorporated or created an LLC for your homeowners association, this is going to apply to you. And those types of entities, you know, might have a dozen members sitting on the board, and you got to track down information for all of these people.
Nonprofits, I mean, all of that, right?
Well, there are some exempt organizations. Okay. And so nonprofits are exempt, public utilities, and then certain types of entities like banks, investment advisors, insurance companies. And these types of entities, they already have lots of filing and reporting requirements with the federal government. So they've already got all that information on those.
Heath Hershey in studio, attorney at law for Luthi and Voyles and Thane, giving us an update on the Corporate Transparency Act. So deadline December 31st. What's the best way for someone to get started in this process?
Well, like I said, you go online to their website and make sure that you're going on to the .gov website for filing this. And if you have questions, I mean, for me to say it's a fairly simple form to file, but, you know, I go to my mechanic and he says it's fairly simple to replace a fuel pump. And I'm like, no, it's not. So
here, here.
if you get into this and you have questions and you don't understand it, you know, we are doing this for all of our clients, and we'd be happy to help you file that form. So just give our office a call and we can help that.
Absolutely. Again, the Corporate Transparency Act, and I guess still to be determined on what happens with it in the future then, right?
Yeah, in the future. But for now, there's not going to be any changes, and the deadline is the end of this year. So you need to get it filed if you've got your entity out there.
All right. Heath, anything we missed you'd like to mention?
No, I think we got it covered.
All right, that's Heath Hershey, attorney at law for Luthi and Voyles and Thane, and the Corporate Transparency Act. Details, it's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SBI Radio.